This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, we are already moving through the week quickly, and here's what we have on tap for tonight. The FBI is warning about a terrorist attack here on American soil. What's going on there? Why? Oh, we're going to open with that. I'll get to that in a minute. We'll talk about the why. We're going to talk about the Biden political troubles. He's losing Arab American support. We have scientific facts now. Why are white libs the most likely to have mental health problems? Our allies are worried about our manufacturing, systemic racism, putting migrants on planes. According to Axios, they're illegals, by the way, Axios. They're going to try to convince you we have to go to war for the sake of your job. Why they can't reverse disastrous policies, and Joe Biden is definitely not running for president. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Christopher Wray, FBI Director Christopher Wray, had to go give testimony today, had to go answer some questions. And maybe you're new to the show. If you are, allow me to just go ahead and put this out there right now. I view the FBI as the most dangerous thing happening in the United States of America, bar none. Bar none. I do not have a higher priority than the FBI. Why? Well, yeah, a criminal street gang is a problem, but I can just move away from them, stay away from them, probably will never encounter them. The FBI can and will destroy my life if they feel like it. They can do whatever they want. Remember when they just kicked in that guy's 75-year-old man, 300 pounds, needed a cane to walk around. They just kicked in his door in Utah and gunned him down. Remember when Cheryl Atkinson testified to Congress? The FBI got caught trying to plant child pornography on her husband's computer. Clearly something they do on the regular. This is a massively powerful organization that has the ability, they have the power to destroy anyone's life. Yours, mine, anybody. And the history of secret state police agencies that only work to protect the regime, that history is positively horrific. I view the FBI as a clear and present danger to the security of the United States of America, and if they are not reined in, they will end the country. They will. The country is too armed. The sheriffs are too separated. The red areas are going to start banning the FBI from them. It is one of the things. The FBI, I view it as something that can spark a civil war. That's how important I think it is. Christopher Wray gets in front of Congress today, and he gives this answer. And he gave this answer for a couple reasons. Here he was.
But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil. We have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization.
Yeah, we've kept our sights on Hamas. You know, I have a dirty car. My car's dirty. Hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. My car is almost always dirty. Now, I'm not throwing food wrappers and things like that on the floor, but the outside's always dirty, streaky, dirt on it. It is. Why? Why is my car always dirty? Because I do not view having a clean car as something that is important for me and my life. And since I only have so many hours in any given day, because cleaning the car is so low on my priority list, it's just something that doesn't get done because time is finite. Manpower is finite. The FBI, Christopher Wray, they're giving testimony like that. And I want everyone to understand this first and foremost. Understand that the system exists to protect itself, and they're warning about a domestic terrorist attack because they know one is coming, at least one. There is a domestic terrorist attack coming. There's a reason they keep getting out in front of it, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, well, this was Mayorkas.
Mr. Secretary, approximately how many illegal aliens in this country or here on asylum have direct ties to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to the Islamic Jihad, or the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran?
Senator Marshall, let me assure you that individuals that pose a risk to our national security are our highest enforcement priority. The safety and security of the American public.
Do you have any idea how many numbers, what those numbers are? Is it tens? Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
An individual who poses a risk to our national security is our highest enforcement priority. And if
so, you don't know the answer.
Yeah, I'll save you the other 30 seconds of him not answering the question. Okay, we'll come back to the domestic terrorist attack, though. I want to go back to my car and the time being finite. The FBI is not focused on Hamas. They're not focused on ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They're not focused on jihadis. They're not worried about some terrorist piece of trash flying another plane into our buildings, blowing themselves up somewhere, mass shooting somewhere. They're not focused on that. And it's not possible for them to be hyper-focused on that. Why? Well, in their eyes, you're the terrorist, remember? Do I need to remind you? Let me pull it out here. It was a leaked document. You were never supposed to have your eyes on it, courtesy of a brave person who grabbed it. We have the Federal Bureau of Investigation Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide. I'm looking at it right here. This is official. You can go look it up if you'd like, because the document's out there. This came out a while back. Would you like to know what the FBI's priorities have been when it comes to terrorism? Would you like to know what these symbols are? Well, let's go down the list. Oh, look, the Gadsden flag, that don't tread on me flag, that is on the domestic terrorism symbols list. We also have, and I'm not making this up, Revolutionary War imagery, the Liberty Tree, the Betsy Ross flag. You know, the Revolutionary War flag, the Betsy Ross flag. Do you have a flag that says, come and take it, or any apparel that says, come and take it? Here in Texas, it's very popular. You see cannons on there that say, come and take it. That goes all the way back to the Alamo when the Mexicans were threatening us at the Alamo. Well, you should know that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they have document after document after document after document on why you, in your Second Amendment and your love of the Revolutionary War, why you're a potential domestic terrorist. In fact, I even have from the same document, I even have quotes that might mark you as a potential domestic terrorism. Quotes like, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. Quotes like, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Quotes like, well-regulated American militia. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they can't possibly be focused on foreign jihadis blowing up themselves and us committing acts of terrorism here, because they have made it perfectly clear who they think the number one terrorist threat in the country is, and it ain't jihadis. It's you. You're the terrorist. And just because Israel and Hamas happen to be in the news, oh, they're going to act like they're all over things now. Oh, no, no, no. We're very concerned about Hamas. No, 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 no. You're acting concerned about Hamas because you know they're about to attack us and you're trying to cover your rear end. We're going to get into that in a minute. You're not concerned about Hamas. You're concerned about the domestic enemies of Democrats. That's what the FBI is now. Like I said before, I'm most concerned about the terrorist organization that kicked in the door of a 300-pound man and gunned him down in his home in Utah in August. Somebody should be looking into that organization because, man, they're dangerous, aren't they? Now, along these same lines, I'm going to get to why I believe there's going to be an attack here, why I believe they think at least it is imminent. I'll continue with that here in a few. Just know we're going to have a great show tonight. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There is so much to unpack, and we're going to have a blast doing it, all right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Is the FBI, are they really focused on Hamas?
On any Islamic terrorism that might happen here in this country? It's been a problem here, obviously. I don't have to tell you that. Are they focused on them? Well, you know what? I thought this little tidbit was interesting. This was Rand Paul interviewing DHS Secretary Mayorkas.
Today I was helping the National Weather Service.
That's completely the wrong one.
Do you think a threat to the homeland is a discussion of vaccine efficacy?
I do not. Ranking Member Paul.
If you'll have your staff read, and I think it'd be good for you to read also the Missouri versus Biden case, it lists time and time again discussion of constitutionally protected speech that has nothing to do with national security. So when you say you didn't meet to do with that, yes, you were meeting. You just disagree with the characterization of it. Were you meeting with social media companies to discuss content moderation? And your answer to that is no. Specific question. Did you meet with them and were you meeting with them to discuss content on the internet?
My answer remains the same, Ranking Member Paul, that we met on a periodic basis with other federal agencies and a group of social media companies to speak with them about the threat environment that the homeland faced.
Right. And this includes discussion of vaccine efficacy, mask efficacy, Hunter Biden's laptop. Are these meetings still occurring?
Ranking Member Paul, they are not. We do not participate in any such
meeting. The reason the meetings aren't occurring is because a federal judge placed an injunction on you and the Biden administration acknowledged that they're not having the meetings. So you need at least acknowledge that the court is talking to you about this.
The United States federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they've spent the last 5, 6, 7 years adjusting their mission. Remember, these organizations, they go through different periods where they adjust who they're focused on. The law enforcement apparatus, the federal law enforcement apparatus in this country, they have adjusted their focus. They're focusing on you. They didn't meet with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to discuss what they should do about the potential for Islamic jihad here in the United States of America. They met with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to discuss you and your questions about a vaccine that doesn't work. Your questions about why you're wearing a cloth mask for a microscopic virus. You see, if you were putting out content like that on social media, it was viewed as a threat to national security, and the FBI, Special Agent Elvis Chan and others, they sat down with Facebook and they warned them to moderate these things, to censor you. They have been laser focused on you. And just like my dirty car, you can't be laser focused on multiple things at once. It doesn't work that way at all. Remember our good friend, Steve Friend? I did not mean to actually do that. Steve Friend, former FBI agent. Remember what he came on this show and told us? He was pulled off of child pornography cases he was working on to focus on January 6th, people, little kids being abused in ways that I don't really want to think about, and neither do you, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation decided that Meemaw sauntering by the Capitol on January 6th was a greater threat and they took their elite agents off of the child predator cases and sent them after you. You can't possibly have a priority on Islamic jihadis, because your priority, you've made it very clear time and time again, is patriotic Americans on the right. That's why you got together and decided which terrorist threat label you were going to assign to angry school board moms. It's why you sent a SWAT team to Pastor Mark Houck's house after he offered to turn himself in peacefully. Nonviolent Mark Houck instead got a bunch of FBI guns pointed in the face of himself, his wife, and his children. You weren't worried about Hamas or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of them. You've been focusing on who you think the real enemy is. This question from Peter Ducey to Corinne Diversity Hire is a dang good one when you really read into
AI
it.
AI is helping the national...
Wrong one again. I can't believe I did that.
Does President Biden think the anti-Israel protesters in this country are extremists?
What I can say is what we've been very clear about this. When it comes to anti-Semitism, there is no place. We have to make sure that we speak against it very loud. Remember, when the president decided to run for president is what he saw in Charlottesville in 2017, when he saw neo-Nazis marching down the streets of Charlottesville with vile anti-Semitic just hatred. And he's continued.
Notice she was asked about Hamas protesters. She's already shifted to you. She's talking about you and your Nazi friends.
To be clear, there is no place for this type of this kind of rhetoric.
And we hear you guys, though, talk about extremists all the time. It is usually about MAGA extremists. So what about these protesters who are making Jewish students feel unsafe on college campuses? Are they extremists?
I've been very, very.
They call you an extremist and they don't call them extremists because they're not concerned about them. They're concerned about you. I know all the news is Israel Hamas this and Israel Hamas that right now. Please do remember the federal government has declared you to be an enemy of the state and their goal is to make that so. Remember that, all right? Now, let's talk about what I said. A terrorist attack is coming. I think it's coming. Well, I take that back. I think they think it's coming. I don't want to say one's coming. I think they think it's coming. And we'll discuss that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's discuss something wonderful. Speaking of Mark Houck, let's discuss what it means to be pro-life. You see, being pro-life is a lot more than just saying, I don't like abortion. And it's a lot more than just saying, well, women shouldn't have abortions. I hope every baby is born. We must be proactive. We must be activists. How do we do that, though? Well, we can give to preborn. Preborn is our activist group. They are out there finding these vulnerable women and babies that are in imminent danger because the women are about to abort them. And they're bringing these women in and they're giving them free ultrasounds. And when they do that, the women almost always choose life. And then when they choose life, if that woman needs care, diapers, whatever, they're there for them. We can't just say we're pro-life. We have to actually be it. Supporting preborn is one way we can do that. An incredible way to do that. $28 buys that woman that ultrasound. Saves that baby's life. You gonna save a life tonight? Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's time to dig into it. Look, we'll get back to this FBI thing, why I think a domestic, or why I think they think a terrorist attack is coming. But first, let's all make sure we're up to date on the latest and greatest technologies.
AI is helping the National Weather Service predict weather events, helping the web telescope. Manage half
of- All right, quit, focus. Now, I operate under this assumption, and it's a very safe assumption to operate under now. Our government, our system, the system, it's run by extremely selfish people who only think about themselves. Now, this is what happens in a late stage republic when your country loses its way culturally and morally. And you don't, you, this is what happens when you don't educate people about how wonderful their country is, how blessed they are to be here. When you educate people that America sucks, America's useless, America's racist, America's over and over and over again, what you end up with is a sea of adults who don't have some sense of duty or obligation, don't feel some sense of duty or obligation for their country. These are the people who run our government now, including our military, I should note. That's our generals and admirals now, not the men and women on the ground. The generals and admirals, they're all the same way. They're all the same people. So that's something you have to accept. When whatever these people are doing, no, whatever these people are saying, it's never about you. It's never for the good of the country or what. It's always about themselves. So why are they warning so often about this?
But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil.
Rick Scott asked them some more.
What has now increased is the greater possibility of one of these foreign terrorist organizations directing an attack in the United States. We haven't seen evidence that it's actually happening yet, but what we have seen is, and I listed them off in my opening remarks, one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
I'll play the rest of that later, but for our purposes, I want to stay on track here. Remember the DHS, the State Department, the FBI, they keep putting out these warnings. There's going to be an attack. There's going to be an attack. There's going to be an attack. And here's what they're doing. They're not trying to keep you safe. They're not trying to make sure you and your family are taken care of. They understand full well they've flooded this country with illegals. And it doesn't matter how many illegals New York City puts on a plane. I love this story. The New York City is offering illegals plane tickets to leave the city. It doesn't matter how many you put on a plane to fly around the country. They understand that they've allowed terrorists into our country. It's not even debatable. We know that. That's a knowledge we have. They know terrorists are here. Foreign terrorists. And those foreign terrorists will oftentimes work with homegrown terrorists. They know these things are coming. They're not concerned even a little bit about stopping one of these things from happening, one of these horrible attacks from happening. Their only concern is who gets blamed after the fact. Who gets blamed after the fact? That's why these people are the way they are. And that's why they answer these questions the way they answer these questions. And it's why guys, little weasels like Mayorkas, it's why he sounds so squirrely when he's asked specifically, how many of these guys are here? Are you sure none of these guys are here? Why do you think, I'm going to let this play, all of it, because the length of the answer really drives it home. The length of the non-answer, I should say. Why won't he answer? Because he already knows they're here and one's coming and all they really care about is who gets blamed after.
Mr. Secretary, approximately how many illegal aliens in this country or here on asylum have direct ties to Hamas, to Hezbollah, to the Islamic Jihad or the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran?
Senator Marshall, let me assure you that individuals that pose a risk to our national security are our highest enforcement priority, the safety and security of the American public.
Do you have any idea how many numbers, what those numbers are? Is it tens? Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
An individual who poses a risk to our national security is our highest enforcement priority. And if
detention, so you don't know the answer to the question?
And if detention is indeed warranted by reason of the risk they present, then we indeed detain them.
Do you have an answer for my question?
I believe I have answered your question.
No, sir, you didn't. I asked you how many have direct ties to Hamas, Hezbollah, Islam Jihad.
Senator, if an individual is identified as having a nexus to one of those organizations, we would consider them a risk to our national security and take appropriate enforcement action.
Never answered it. Why didn't he answer that question? Because when some jihadi piece of trash walks into Times Square with a nail bomb on his chest and blows it up, he understands that his testimony, the testimony he gave today, will be played back at him. So that's why he didn't answer the question. And all that leads me to something else. There's another part about this that leads me to believe we are going to have a terrorist attack in this country. And when I say that, I want you to know, I'm not telling you to change anything in your life. You shouldn't. You don't make adjustments based on terrorist scumbags. You're not leaving this planet a second before God's ready for you to, I promise. So don't let these people govern your life. But anyway, back to what I was saying. There's another thing you're seeing now. And it's actually going to tie directly into that. You're seeing Democrats run into a serious problem, a significant problem, and a problem they are scared to death about. Remember, we talked about this, I think it was last week, if not the week before. We talked about how Democrats have to have a balancing act, right? They have to let their radical nutjob base know, yeah, we're murderous scum just like you, while at the same time not cluing normie norm in to that fact. But they also have an issue, and it's a big issue for them. Democrats have relied on two different groups to back them. They've relied on Jewish donors. The Jewish people vote two-thirds Democrat in this country. About two-thirds of them vote Democrat, and they are huge finance backers of the Democrat Party. Don't begin right now. Okay, what do you want me to say, Chris? Anyway. Huge finance backers of the Democrat Party. And they're a huge part and have been traditionally a huge part of their power base in the university system, in the financial sector, these things. But Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and again, we're just going off percentages here. They have been overwhelmingly voting Democrat in this country. Why? A couple different reasons. One, Democrats are the one who want to bring more and more and more of them here. That's why Dearborn, Michigan doesn't exactly look like it did 50 years ago. Minneapolis looks a little different now than it did before. So Democrats have been wanting to bring them here. And Republicans have been more vocal with the anti-jihadi, anti-war on terror. Probably more anti-Muslim rhetoric comes from Republicans than Democrats. That has driven them into the arms of the Democrats. But there's a poll that just came out today, and it explains so much of why you've been hearing Democrats speak like this.
Level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. Look, we have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled.
Why does she answer questions like this? Why are they all answering questions like this? Well, are you ready for some good news? I have a shiny new poll for you that's going to put a smile on your face. Before we get to that, let's do this. Switching to Pure Talk will put a smile on your face too. Because you make a vote. You have a vote now every single time you purchase a good or a service in this country. Now that the business world has been so infected with commie politics, every day is election day. You don't have to wait until 2024 or that local election you're ignoring. Every time you pay your cell phone bill, you're casting a vote. Are you voting for Black Lives Matter? Are you? Planned Parenthood? If you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, that's who you're voting for. Every time you pay your cell phone bill, you're funding those organizations. I have Pure Talk. I take care of veterans, their debt, handling the veteran suicide issue. And I pay half of what I paid with T-Mobile. That's who we switched from. Switch to Pure Talk. Same great 5G network. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch today. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the Democrat Party finds itself in a bit of a pickle. They've been trying to walk a balancing act. I already played for you Corinne Diversity Hire. She's asked about anti-Semitism. She starts talking about Islamophobia. That was kind of weird, right? I mean, how many examples do I have? A bunch of them. Here was John Kirby.
Corinne talked about what's going on college campuses, but same goes for Islamophobia. There's no place for that in the country. It must be condemned equally as strong, and we all need to work with might and main to stop that kind of hate as well.
Oh, don't think that was a one-off. There's more.
I want to ask you about what's happening here at home, and specifically, John, on college campuses. We've seen a number of anti-Semitic threats since the war began. How does the White House characterize the threat to our Jewish community here at home?
That threat's rising, Poppy. No question about it. I mean, in 2022, there were more anti-Semitic events in this country than there had been since 1979. And this year, in 23, we continue to see that rise. It's dangerous. It's unacceptable. And we're working on that very, very hard. Now, there's obviously also a rise in anti-Muslim hate.
Yeah. Why? New poll came out. You see, Democrats have enjoyed not total support from Arabs in the United States of America, but mostly total support. You know what their approval rating is now ever since this Israel-Hamas dust-up? 17%. That's down 42 points from where it was in 2020. They are in serious trouble with this Israel-Hamas situation. They need the Jewish donors. They need Jewish people voting two-thirds Democrat. They need the Jewish professors. They need these things. That is part of the power base of the Democrat Party. At the same time, they need Muslims to keep voting Democrat in America. And so when Israel kicks it off with Hamas and they're fighting each other, Democrats, because they only worry about themselves. It's never about right, wrong, good, evil. Everything is simply a selfish calculation on their own political power. They try to walk this tightrope of, yeah, I mean, I love you Jews, but hey, you Muslims, I love you, and I love you, and I love you, I love you all. Then we just have to stop all the hate. But it's not working, see? And not only that, they're running headlong into an even bigger problem. They're finding out people who have significant positions of power in this country, they might have some views that are not necessarily going to resonate with the general public. Here's Josh Hawley. Listen to who works at the Department of Homeland Security.
May your conscience haunt your dreams until your last breath. Palestine will be free one day. F apartheid, Israel, and is any Israeli. What, this is pretty extreme rhetoric, don't you think?
Senator, I do, and I think there is a distinction between espousing or endorsing terrorist ideology and speech that is odious, that does not rise to that level.
Fair enough. This person works for you. This is Nuja Ali, an employee of the Department of Homeland Security, who posted these comments on October the 7th. That's not all she posted. She also posted this graphic. Now, this is a fake graphic, I want to be clear, but I think we understand it. This is a paraglider, a Hamas paraglider, depicted here with a machine gun flying into Israel. She posted it under her online alias with the celebratory Free Palestine. Mr. Secretary, what's going on here? Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these frankly pro-genocidal slogans and images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds.
The Democrat Party has a serious problem. More than anything, you want to put a smile on your face? These people are laying down at night and they're desperate for this Israel-Hamas thing to wrap itself up because it has put the Democrat Party in an impossible situation. They can't possibly pretend to be, you know, pro-Israel and pro-Jewish people.
while at the same time courting their violent, vile street communists who are all on the side of Hamas. They're in an impossible situation. They have a tightrope to walk. They can't possibly walk. And that should make you smile. It should really make you smile. It's a wonderful thing. These people have no way out. And all they care about is themselves and their own power. And they're watching their poll numbers on every single issue go down and down and down. Now they have a new problem. They can't keep their coalition that they've previously had together. They can't keep it together. They just want everything to quiet down. They just want everyone to shut up. Because when things quiet down and everyone shuts up, then what they can do is embark on this campaign like they've been doing, explaining to everybody how great they have it and how great they're doing it. Makes it easier to lie like this when everyone calms down.
We came into office during the height of a pandemic, record unemployment. And because of our economic policies, we now are reducing inflation. We have created over 14 million new jobs. We've created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. Wages are up. And so we've seen great progress.
Yeah, we're in trouble. By the way, if you do have your gold in hand, right? Your silver? Oxford Gold Group? You've gotten a hold of them? Because these people, they're running amok. Chris, do you have that Chuck Schumer clip? New York's very own Chuck Schumer? You see the House, they came to the Senate and they said, hey, okay, we'll give you some more money for Israel, but you have to cut some money. You want to hear how badly you need gold and silver? Listen to this senator at the very prospect of cutting a penny.
Emergency foreign aid should not be offset.
The very idea is preposterous to them. Cutting a single dime is crazy to them. It's crazy for you not to have some gold or silver in your hands. These people are going to already are demolishing our currency. Do something to backstop yourself and get it in your retirement as well. Let Oxford handle all that for you. They handle all of it and it's easy. It sounds complicated. I could never do it. That's why I rely on Oxford. They make it so easy and I like that. And I like that they're laid back. Go to jessekellygold.com. That's your one-stop shop for all that. Let them handle it all for you. jessekellygold.com. All right. We must move on. Because, man alive, we have so much. We have systemic racism here in America. Don't you love that word? I remember it's been used several times. We have systemic racism. White libs are insane people. Our manufacturing base is wrecked. Why didn't Disney get saved when Bob Iger came back? All that, so much more is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.